Hey friends, great to be back on Wisdom's Echo. This is Stephen McKee, and today I want to speak about being baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire. Not so much about the Holy Spirit, but the fire. Because very often we read about being baptized in the Holy Spirit, and we talk about that and the gifts and tongues and all of that. But what is a baptism in fire? Matthew 3, verse 11 to 12 says, "Indeed, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. And he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." And in the day of Pentecost, it happened to them. And it says this in Acts 2, and this is the Passion Translation. It says, "On the day Pentecost was being fulfilled, all the disciples were gathered in one place. Suddenly, they heard the sound of a violent blast of wind rushing into the house from out of the heavenly realm. The roar of the wind was so overpowering, it was all anyone could bear. Then all at once a pillar of fire appeared before their eyes. It separated into tongues of fire that engulfed each one of them. They were all filled and equipped with the Holy Spirit and were inspired to speak in tongues, empowered by the Spirit to speak in languages they had never learned." So they were told to go to Jerusalem and wait and tarry until they were endued with power, and that they would be baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire. Now, I've went over this before. The word baptized talks about being engulfed. It means saturated. It means endued with power. It means to be overwhelmed by God. And I've spoken in the past about how I really believe that we need a fresh baptism in the Spirit, because oftentimes we think we're baptized in the Spirit just because we've spoken a few words in tongues. But have we been overwhelmed, overcome, saturated, engulfed, endued with power, so much so that it changes everything in our lives? But I want to focus on the fire, because it doesn't just say they would be baptized in the Holy Spirit. It says they would be baptized in fire. So, what is the fire? The baptism of fire is an encounter with God that brings about holiness and sanctification. Now, you know, John Wesley actually believed that holiness was imparted to us as a gift, and the baptism of fire is what refines us. So, what is it God wants to do with this fire? Let me just read 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23 to 24, because I believe this is the purpose of the fire. It says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through. That is, separate you from profane and vulgar things. Make you pure and whole and undamaged, consecrated to him, set apart for his purpose. And may your spirit, soul, and body be kept complete and be found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." God wants to sanctify your body, your soul, your spirit. Every part of you cleansed, absolutely separated unto God, so that there is no more things that can pull us away, separate us from God. So God himself wants to sanctify your body, your soul, your spirit. So let me just read Malachi 3 verse 1 to 4. And this is the purpose of the fire, because we need to be immersed, sanctified by the fire. Malachi 3, 1 to 4 says, "Listen, I will send my message before me to prepare the way, my messenger. And then the one you are looking for will come suddenly to his temple. The messenger of God promises to bring you great joy. Yes, he is surely coming, says the Lord Almighty. But who can live when he appears? Who can endure his coming? For he is like a blazing fire, refining precious metal, and he can bleach the dirtiest garments." And this is the purpose right here. "Like a refiner of silver, he will sit and closely watch as the dross is burned away. He will purify the Levites, the ministers of God, refining them like gold or silver, so that they will do their work for God with pure hearts. Then once more the Lord will enjoy the offerings brought to him by the people of Judah and Jerusalem as he did before. So the purpose is this. He will purify the Levites, the ministers of God, refining them like gold or silver, so that they will do their work for God with pure hearts. The purpose of the fire is to refine us, is to burn up all the dross. What does that mean? All the stuff you know in you and in me that hinders us. All the stuff that we're tempted by our own fleshly nature. And we tend to lean towards it. There's a bent in us. There's something in us that will actually lean towards the thing that's unholy. The thing we know we should do that we shouldn't do. But the purpose of the fire is to sanctify you, body, soul, spirit, mind, will, emotions, every part of you. Smith Wigglesworth says this: the Holy Ghost is a great assimilation to the whole body. When he comes in, you will feel fire going through the body. You feel a burning of all inward corruption. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is essential to bring you into a divine holy fire, which burns up all dross and quickens all purity, making you ablaze for perfect love to continue. I don't know about you, but I don't want just to have a little touch of God where I speak in tongues. I want to be immersed in God. But not just so that we've got power, but so that the fire begins to burn. It is sat upon all of their heads. Heads speak of the government of your body. The fire comes to burn up all inward corruption. That's why during the Wesleyan revivals, people had what they called a sanctification encounter, an encounter with the holiness of God. But they, many of them claimed that when they experienced this fire, it's like one encounter and they were sanctified. One encounter with the fire of God and everything that hindered them and troubled them in terms of sin and self was burned up. The purpose of the fire is so that all the inward corruption is destroyed and burned, so that we can live a separated, holy life. Holiness is not legalism where you have to try from the outside in to change your behavior, to try and walk in holiness, try and keep all the laws and requirements of the laws. Under the old covenant, that is what we had to try and do in a sense. The law was given, but we couldn't keep the law. And under that system, we cannot be holy. But the fire comes and cleanses us from the inside out. In other words, we are changed from the inside out by him who is the fire. He is a consuming fire. We are immersed, the word baptized, saturated, engulfed in a flame that changes your nature. And do you know, I've been studying different revivalists, as I always do. And there's so many I could mention who encountered this baptism in fire before they were ever used in revival. What happened there? Their nature was changed. Their very nature was changed before they were used in revival. God himself sanctified them. They did not, in their own effort, become holy. They got in the presence of him who is holy, into the flame, into the fire. And he who is a consuming fire saturated them in the fire until that flame burned within them. Madame Guyon says, what does God do then? He sends before him his own wisdom. As fire will be sent upon the earth to consume by its activity all the impurity that is there, fire consumes all things and nothing resists its activity. It is the same with wisdom. It consumes all impurity in the creature to prepare him for divine union. The flame prepares us for divine union. Why? How does that work? Because there's things in us that hinder us walking in the union between you and Christ. There's things, we all know what it is in ourselves. It maybe is things in us, sinful nature, attitudes. It can be unforgiveness, bitterness, whatever it may be. It's just a tendency to live in the flesh. But the fire prepares us for holy union. And David Wilkerson says this: our God is a consuming fire. He consumes pride, lust, materialism, and other sin. John Wesley says, when God sets us on fire, the world will come to watch us burn. And this is unknown, this one. It says, let the fire of God's love burn so brightly within you that it lights up the world around you. I'm just going to read some of these unknown quotes. The baptism of fire is the beginning of an extraordinary journey where the soul is purified and strengthened for the work of God. In the baptism of fire, we are consumed by God's presence, purified of all impurities, and empowered to live a life of boldness and faith. I don't know about you, but I want to be engulfed in the flame, engulfed in the fire. It takes away self-effort where you're trying to keep the requirements of the law in your own strength, and we all know you can't do it. But the flame burns and prepares us for holy union, and it burns up all inward corruption. The baptism in fire is God's way of refining us, moulding us into vessels fit for his service, and igniting within us a passion for his kingdom. I just love these quotes. When we undergo the baptism in fire, we are immersed in the all-consuming love of God, forever changed and empowered to fulfil his purposes. It's partly just to burn up the corruption so that we live in complete union, but it's so that we fulfil his purposes, because God needs us to be holy and separated and sanctified by the flame, by the fire. Then his power can flow through you unhindered, in you, to you, and through you to the world, so that the kingdom of God begins to manifest around you. The baptism in fire is not just a cleansing, but a transformational experience where we are filled with the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. In the baptism of fire, we are set ablaze with God's love, equipped with his power, and sent forth as vessels of his glory. I love that. And the baptism of fire is a divine encounter where our old self is consumed and we emerge as a vessel of God's love, an instrument of his kingdom. I want to be baptized afresh in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the holiness of God. It's not just the Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit and fire. Sometimes we've missed out the fire. I mean, we've done things like fire tunnels and gatherings and meetings, and it's a lot of fun. But I want to suggest it's not the fire. It's a fun tunnel, and that's fine. But I really believe if we want to see the power of God move through us in our day and our generation, we need a true baptism of the fire of God to be immersed in that ancient flame. They had to wait in the upper room until they were baptized, saturated, overwhelmed by God, the Holy Spirit, and with the fire, by the fire, in the fire, in the flame. And there's many people, in fact, probably every single one who've ever been used in a move of God, revival, if you look at their life, something happened before they were ever used in revival. Something happened. Well, they encountered. They might not have called it the fire of God, but they were somehow cleansed. Their nature was changed. John G. Lake, he experienced a cloud, and it said his nature changed, and he said himself that then he became a Christ man. Evan Roberts was taken up to heaven. He encountered God, who is a consuming fire, and he also said his nature was changed. His whole nature was changed. I just want to suggest that we need to almost go back to go forward. We need to sit before God and seek him afresh, to wait upon him until we are endued with the power, endued with the Holy Spirit, saturated in the Holy Spirit, and with fire, the sanctifying fire. I just encourage you to ask God for the sanctifying fire to burn up all your inward corruption and to endue you with the power of God. Amen.